Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game one on the bench with that foot injury, how much were you just chomping at the bit to get out here for this game two?
I was pumped. You know, I felt bad that I couldn't be out there with my teammate and go to battle with him. You know, we're playing against a really good Miami Heat team, and, you know, it's a blessing to be on the same court with him and going to war, and it's just tough not to be out there, you know. So, but I got to get my rest, got to get my health back, got to watch and see some things and come out and execute this game.
But we was all dead, Wayne to the millie, 50 to the millie, yay too, but what M did was silly. The white boy blossom, after Dre and Dawson, it's flowing renegade, Dawson, applaud him.
Man, that guy went from zero to hero this season. I remember a moment on this show. I can't remember. Somebody in this room, I can't remember who it was, wanted him shipped out of here. Who was that?
That would be me.
Somebody wanted to drive him to the airport, Marcus Smart, if I remember
not
correctly.
A smart opinion.
But there were a lot of us that wanted Marcus Smart shipped to the airport. There was only one person who wanted Tatum shipped to the
airport.
That
would be Gregory. Yeah.
We're not talking about that. Yeah, we're talking about Marcus Smart, not Jason
Tatum. I just wanted to bring that up.
I've taken my lumps on Jason Tatum. But Marcus Smart, the guy last night.
Well, because he knows
both sides of the ball.
He knows, and he bought into his role of this is Jason Tatum's team. Did he not buy into that role? And he said it, you know what, I'm a point guard now, I got to facilitate. You know, every now and then early in the game, he'll still throw up a few shots. You're like, come on, Marcus, I know you want to be a scorer, but that's not who you are.
So encouraging things from last night from your perspective when it comes to the Celtics team and that win?
Oh, the way Marcus Smart was playing defense, and Al Horford, when you talk about bringing him back and what he was able to do as far as helping guys on the boards, Rob Williams defensively blocked shots. I had said this before the series, the Celtics are a better team. In game one, you didn't have your, you know, full complement of players.
Yeah.
And in game two, it looked like, all right, now that we have everybody back.
I mean, did a good job on Butler. He had that one run in the third quarter there, like a 10-2 run. But this team, it's amazing. Like, when you're down on them, they turn around the next night, and it's a completely different basketball
That's
team.
Why I said after game one, it was everybody was falling into the same traps they'd fallen into in prior series and the regular season. They always come through. And the big talker last Friday, a week ago today, among some hosts, was that Rob Williams was soft for not playing in game six.
Yeah.
Does anybody question their handling of Rob Williams now?
No.
First of all, you can't call a guy soft who rushed back from a knee surgery. And secondly, I trust that the people on the Celtics know what he can and can't do. And if you have a knee issue and you're playing in the NBA, you probably don't have a lot of confidence in what you're doing. So he played very well last night as well.
I'm sure he's listening right now this morning. So at what point do we have to declare that the outrageous take on this show by one operations manager, Ken Laird, which was that this Celtics team may have maybe one of the great teams in Boston sports history, was a legit suggested take? At what point do we have to admit that?
As soon as they maybe if they get to the finals.
If they get to the finals.
Yeah, if they get to the finals, maybe Ken
was
on. I
hate to support Ken, but did you see, I don't know if you guys saw this stat. The Celtics are now 10-1 after losing a game since January 1st. They lost 11 games over that time span. They are 10-1, and that one loss, by the way, came where they were resting four of their five starters.
Yeah, I mean, the 85-86 Celtics had 16 more regular season wins. They went 67-15, 16 more regular season wins. That team is nowhere near this team, but...
But the expectations were different for that
team. That's not what he said. He said best team ever. Nothing to do with expectations.
But I think you have to factor that into it.
You literally don't. It has nothing to do with expectations. You're talking about the caliber of the team.
Right. And I think when you when you're talking about the team, you have to factor in things.
You can keep trying to factor it in.
Yeah, but
it
I think it's part of it though. I think you have to factor that in because I don't think anybody would have thought what the Celtics are doing.
Right.
I don't think
you know where you'd have an argument? If Ken said this is the most shocking turnaround, then I would say yes, because the expectations were low. Whereas the best team is solely on the quality of the performance.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult. You look at that some of those teams early on and what they did, you know, the Larry Bird teams, it's really difficult to say best team ever at this point. I give him
credit. Mm-hmm. He took a shot in the dark and Ken Laird nailed it.
So what do you think ends up? Are you confident here coming back home? I feel like the Celtics team, if it's that same team last night, you win both of these back here. You win.
Well,
night and you win Monday night.
Yeah, I think they'll be. You know, when we look at the Celtics team, they'll win the series. I don't think they'll just completely, you know, stomp on the necks of the Miami Heat. I think the Heat will bounce back, and you know, the Heat might win a game when they're up here. And it's going to be one of these series that you look at. It'll be back and forth. But I just think at the end of it, overall, the Celtics are the better basketball team. And, you know, that's why I got confidence in that they'll win this series.
And let's hope that everything stays the same when it comes to COVID.
Yeah, well, we now know with COVID, that's only 24 hours.
Al Horford disappeared over the grassy knoll yesterday and then returned and everything was A-OK.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't confirmed it, but I heard Wu has set up a special COVID isolation room for the Celtics when they land.
You know, I figured this out in Ireland. I had my suspicions when I took that brief trip over to the Bahamas with Breece Hill, where when you're taking a COVID test to leave a country, they don't want you to stay in their country. They want you gone. So what they do is they take the swab thing and they just barely touch it to like one of your nose hairs. That's exactly what they did with Al Horford yesterday.
Totally.
I mean, the guy was like in lockdown, and then a half an hour later, they're like, yep, Al's great. We don't know what happened.
No, when Derek White boarded the plane to Boston, they were like, oh, he's COVID-free.
Right. Probably didn't even put it up his nose. He probably just put it on the side when nobody was looking.
It was Brad. They just have kept using Brad Stevens' nose for all the tests.
Hey, can you peek? No,
there's never been anything in that thing.
Are you saying the Celtics have a stunt nose?
Totally.
Is that what it is? Yes, they do.
A schnoz.
It's like when somebody needs somebody to pee in a cup for them. Hey, we
actually
need nose.
I would guess the Bruins would be Martian. That nose is massive.
All right. Well, 5-game series now for the Boston Celtics after a huge win last night.
How great is the Golden State Celtics final going to be? Coast to coast.
Dream come true.
You don't have to deal with Laker fans. They hate both teams, so you win there. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Steph Curry against Jason Tatum.
Ooh, Draymond Green.
Those games out west won't be at 10 o'clock, though, right? They'll be
they probably will.
Maybe 9 o'clock because, right, the
prime time-wise, they probably will.
The Maverick series, they started at 9 o'clock, so it could be 9 o'clock games, right?
Well, it's about getting the primetime TV out there. I don't think they care what time it starts for the fans.
Yeah, wouldn't it be 8:30 then for us, like it is right now?
No, but it's
it starts at 5:30 there, and I mean, I don't know.
The game's at 9 right now, so right if they're playing 9 o'clock in Golden State.
But Dallas is an hour behind us as well.
Right.
But they're playing in Golden State, so aren't we talking about what time they'll start in Golden State? So
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, let's. I'm sorry. I'm starting to count
apologies.
The chickens. But I loved last night Steve Peralt, who does two podcasts a week at noon. And he's,
you're not going to say something bad about my guy, Stevie P, are you?
Stevie Baseball?
just his words.
Yes.
He tweeted out that he was sick of all the bitching about the start of the game on social media last night. It's like, okay, well, if you have responsibilities and you have to get up in the morning, it impacts your life.
Or someone's dog.
Right. I mean, when you're, good Lord, it's like the worst messenger for that of all time.
All right. Courtney's off on her bachelorette party. She is up to 12 Instagram stories after only, 20 hours or 16 hours or whatever it is. So I feel like the over, I think it was the right thing to take the over on 50 Instagram stories from Courtney and the bachelorette.
Can't wait till they go to Cisco.
And then I get the, I had that question for those who have graduated their children. So I have the Bentley graduation tomorrow. It's going to be 99, perhaps 104 degrees on that turf. Am I required to wear a suit for something like that? Or could I go sandals and white T-shirt?
Do you have a male romper?
I do not. Could I go?
No, you could go sandals.
Could I go Nantucket Chad-like with a sport coat and shorts? Or
Tommy Bahama, maybe?
What is that? What is the preferred?
Yeah, you could go comfort level.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, because you're sitting in the family section.
Yeah, I think you just need a dressier shirt.
It's not sitting in the family. Everybody's sitting in the family. It's common courtesy and decorum that one wears a suit to a college graduation. I mean, I think that.
Really?
No. Yes. I think you
last college graduation I went to, I wore a pink button down.
You're not
that was
a parent
untucked.
Of somebody who's graduating.
Yeah, I think
that was my brother.
But as a parent, we're just supposed to wear, when my kids graduated, it was just supposed to be something nice, like a nice Tommy Bahama polo shirt, especially if it's hot. You don't have to wear a suit jacket. And it's going to be 90 degrees, and you're on turf, field turf.
Yeah.
Ooh, so you can add an extra 25 degrees.
That's the problem.
So you're probably going to be looking at about 130 on that turf.
I'm going to be like a twice-baked potato at the end of that thing tomorrow.
You're going to be dripping that hot seafood tower in
like
an hour.
Going to need that extra butter.
You're going to need multiple ice packs for your gonads.
You know what the really hardo thing is? The fan that sprays water.
Oh, yeah, he might need one of those. That'd be
great.
Pretty cool.
Wasn't it? I think it was at the actual Bentley graduation where Governor Weld passed out in the middle of it. Because I think that was because I think he had been out the night before.
Yeah, but he was enjoying himself.
If I remember my history correctly.
Any way you can scope out the area to maybe get some intel on where the sun potentially could be to look for some shaded areas.
Well, they're not allowing, of course, they're not allowing a tent. Do you know why?
COVID.
What about?
Jesus,
can you bring an umbrella,
Curtis? The thing is on the outdoor turf at Bentley. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that force you to question the degree your son's receiving if the people in charge think like that?
It does. Yes, it does.
God, we can't common sense, you idiots.
We'd rather have 100 people pass out from heat stroke than somebody breathing under a tent at this point.
Oh, we just lost Aunt Carol. Oh,
can you bring an umbrella though? Maybe you can bring an umbrella.
Would you mind coming and holding it for me, like
no,
Farnsworth Bentley?
No, you don't pay me enough to do that.
Oh, is Spaz? Yeah. Get Spaz to do that?
I think maybe you could get Spaz.
Would he reach your head with the umbrella?
Or you wear the hat with the little umbrella built on it.
All right, so like polo shirt.
Yep.
Maybe like a Red Sox logoed polo shirt or something.
Make sure
like
to put
that.
A lot of sunscreen That'd on your
yeah,
nose.
You can go shorts. Too.
Shorts and polo. I don't think I can go shorts.
You can go
polo.
Khaki shorts.
I don't think I
dress shorts and some sandals.
You got a pair of Sperry's?
Yes, yeah.
What if
toss
you got
when I'm yachting? I wear my Sperry's. Yes.
What if you got in touch with the other parents and created a GoFundMe that if you hit a certain number, you can pay off the speakers and not have to watch it?
All right. Well, anyway, Curtis Love, the weather coming up, but right now, Shime and what is trending.
Merloni, Fourier, and Mego.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Red River, a technology transformation company. From the cloud to cybersecurity to mobility and more, Red River has you covered. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. Well, the Celtics, they kicked some butt last night. They absolutely dominated the Heat in Game 2, winning 127-102. Tatum, Smart, and Brown all had 20 points in the game. Marcus Smart was one rebound shy of a triple-double. Marcus Smart was also very chatty after the game. He talked about taking command on the court.
Just be who I am. You know, come out and be that leader. You know, stay on top of my guys. You know, it was a little bit tougher in Game 1 to do it because you weren't out there. You know, and it's a different type of energy and feel when – you know, when I'm out there on the court, able to bark out the commands and really get into my guys and get them motivated. Because now it's like, okay, you know, if he's going to go out there and do it, I don't want to be the guy to slack. And so I got to come with it. And that's the beauty of having me on the court to do that, to settle us down, to get us what we need to do and make plays for my teammates.
Wiggy, you mentioned Marcus Smart buying into his role. I think as a scoring option, he has bought into his role as down the list. But when it comes to actually being a leader on the court, he very much still sees himself as an alpha dog.
Yeah, he does, but I don't mind that. I'm more of like where he sees himself as a scorer. Because with him, then it becomes shot selection. Then it becomes him forcing shots. So if he sees himself as an alpha dog, I don't care, you know, if he's yelling at guys like he feels like I'm the leader, they're going to listen. But as long as he knows he's down the food chain when it comes to his ability to be like, all right, we're using you as a scorer.
Bold take. Let me ask you this. If you had to be, unfortunately, without one guy, would you prefer it to be Marcus Smart or Jaylen Brown, based on what you've seen so far from both of them?
Might be Jaylen Brown.
Yes, it might be.
The consistency of Jaylen Brown worries me.
It might be. That's what is of interest, is that it might be.
Yeah.
See, but I think don't let this game blind you with this Marcus Smart game, because normally Marcus Smart is a average of 10, 12, 13 point a game type of
play.
It's
not even the points that I would want Marcus Smart. It's the 12
stuff.
Assists.
It's all the other
stuff. Nine rebounds.
And why not let it blind you?
Defense.
You were saying it was a must win.
No.
And the guy showed up.
No, I know that.
One turnover.
Leadership wise and performance wise.
I know that. But all I'm saying is we've seen Marcus Smart have these great games before, and then the next game lay an egg.
You can't stand.
I mean, Jaylen Brown has done the same thing.
Right, I would agree with you. It probably is Marcus Smart. I mean, I would ultimately take him at the end of the day over Jaylen Brown. Yeah. But I told you, for me, Jaylen Brown, I don't know how he feels about being in that second-tier role.
Well, the Sox beat the Mariners yesterday 12-6. Trevor Story had himself a night. He had three dingers in the game. Greg even asked Sam Kennedy yesterday about Trevor Story feeling comfortable. Greg, I would say Trevor Story feeling pretty comfortable in Boston now.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's hope it continues.
Yeah, you know.
Let's hope it continues.
One great night, though. That's good.
Maybe they're on the rise over there. That would be a good thing.
Well, let's hope so. They'll host the Mariners again tonight. First pitch, 7:10. Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call of the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Network. And Tiger
Woods. The pregame show gets going at 5 o'clock. That's what Will told me. Is that correct?
No, actually, I believe it's 6.
Okay. Right, thank you.
Will Fleming said that he hopes Courtney has a nice desayuno. Yes.
He asked the question. He asked the questions in Spanish, but then they respond in English.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
That's like when we talk to you.
It's a whole new thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a cool thing. I don't think anybody else is doing it. Where you got your baseball commentators asking a question in Spanish and the guy answers in English.
Right.
I think it's kind of cool. It's disrupting the baseball broadcast all over the country. Everybody's going to do it.
Well, Tiger Woods played his opening round of the PGA Championship yesterday morning. He shot a 4-over. He started really well, shooting 2-under through his first 5, but then struggled the rest of the way. He looked to even tweak his leg on one of those shots, and he was laboring a lot towards the end of his round.
But I love the guy. Came out afterwards and said all he has to do is shoot in the 60s today, and he's right back in it. So
hey,
we'll see.
Love that mentality. A guy from his trio, though, is the leader after day one. That would be Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
He was lighting it up, especially on his first 9. He is your current leader at 5-under after day one.
Don't sleep on John Daly. Had a pretty good round yesterday.
He really did.
Did you see the Will Brinson tweet? He had like 9 Diet Cokes,
yes.
21 cigarettes.
21 cigs. 21
zero
butts,
bottles of water.
And he had 6 containers of peanut M&Ms.
He's still playing?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I didn't know
his
that.
Son plays on, like, the junior tour, too.
Because he won the PGA, you're allowed to play it in perpetuity.
Play forever.
Oh, okay.
His son also has, like, a huge Hooters endorsement.
Yeah, NIL deal.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yes.
Don't tell Saban.
Yes. Well, that's what's trending. We go to Chris Curtis in the Weather Center.
Thank you, Shime. 54 degrees and cloudy in Boston right now. Afternoon high in the low 70s. Tomorrow, high 80s inland, 90s inland, and Sunday's going to be a disaster. But I have to just say this. How dumb do the local meteorologists think their viewers are? Because I have in front of me Fox 25, Shiri Spear, Ken's girl. Saturday, 94 degrees, sunshine, and then to the right of that, 3 letters. Hot. Who the F doesn't know 94 is hot?
Well, there may be some people that are on the metric system.
Oh, it's going to be hot when it's 94.
I don't know if that's Celsius or Fahrenheit.
Right. Oh, it could be a dry heat, you know?
Well, they don't say which one it is. It just says hot.
True. All right,
Curtis, thank you. Coming up, we will get to today's news.
Berloney Fourier and Mego.
The characters at FTX Arena. There are some characters. For me, it's fun.
Is Christian a Heat fan?
I think Christian Fourier is a Heat fan.
He loves everything about the Heat.
I think we're both Heat fans.
Yeah.
I know for a fact you're a Heat fan, Christian.
I think you both are.
I'll admit it. I hate the Celtics.
I think you're both a Heat fan.
And listen, the truth is finally coming out.
Did you miss something? Listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Berlone, Fourier, and Mego. Afternoons 2 to 6 on New England Sports Original. WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, it was great to have the vets back, obviously, calming presence there. Didn't get off to our best start, a little slow to start, but fought right back into it. And after, I guess, the first 5 or 6 minutes, we held them down scoring-wise. But overall, it was good overall effort. Bounced back. I felt we didn't play as poorly as last game showed. You know, we won three quarters and had a very bad third quarter that was hard to overcome, but we saw a lot of positives and areas we could attack. And so it helped to have those two back for sure.
Emery postgame last night, Celtics with a big win and back to Boston for Saturday and for Monday. And I feel like a big giant sigh of relief last night. Curtis brought it up earlier. You have more faith probably in the Celtics team than you have had in others when it comes to being down and coming back.
Oh, I mean, that's almost where they're comfortable, it seems. Like, they get in a little bit of a hole, and then they dig themselves out of it. Game 5 at home last series and game 1 of this one.
Yeah, and you know what? Paul Pierce made a pretty good point on this show yesterday, which was that some of what happened in game 1 was due to the quick turnaround, I think, for the Celtics as well.
Totally. You know? And Mego alluded to that as well yesterday with us, that it was, you know, you finished this game 7, even though it was a blowout, it was an exhausting series. I mean, the Bucks took everything they could. They gave you everything they had.
Right.
And then you're flying immediately down the next day to Miami, and then you're playing the next night, and you got Horford out, and you got all this stuff going on. To come back, even given the chaos yesterday afternoon, that is a pretty good win.
And it looks pretty good for you if you're the Celtics fan. We talked about this, you know, with the Bruins several years ago against the St. Louis Blues and the road to getting to the championship. I mean, Miami's a good team, but don't you feel much more confident playing the Miami Heat when you started looking at the teams at the beginning of the series that you potentially could face coming out of the Eastern Conference? So this is the perfect road. Like, this is the perfect road for you. I think your two toughest games were prior to Miami. You know, you dealt with Brooklyn, you swept them. The hotter game, I think, it was a Milwaukee Bucks game, and now you're getting a team in Miami that they're a good basketball team, but I think you're a better team than them.
Well, and, you know, as long as you don't have to deal with what you had to deal with Al Horford going forward.
Right.
Marcus Smart seems like he's okay, then I think it's, you know.
And they really got one player. I mean, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo does nothing. You shut down Tyler Hero. And then we had Van Gundy talk about it. You have a backcourt of Vincent and Max Strus that, you know, these are two
Strudel.
Guys. that kind of, you know, you wouldn't, you'd be like, wow, you're playing against this backcourt. So, yeah. I mean, the matchup is perfect.
And I hate to do it.
By the way, Strudel, not a good choice in this heat, Curtis.
Yeah, very good point.
Okay.
Stick to some gelato. by the way, Ken Laird, he's already gotten way too much credit this morning, but he was dead on this in one of our hour-long things. We're just yelling. I don't even know what we're yelling about. But he said that the path has been cleared for the Celtics, that they should win now because this is a incredible opportunity.
Right.
You have no LeBron. You have Embiid out. You have the, you know, going through Miami to get to the final.
But you got rid of Giannis.
Right.
You saw Milwaukee without Chris Middleton, so yeah. It's perfect.
This is Bob from Lowell. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. This is Bob from Lowell. I'm the one who walked. So if you want to play the car crash at any time, that'd be great. first of all, Derek White, they were talking about this on Lou's show, whether he should play or attend the, you know, birth of his first child. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a no-brainer? Wouldn't you just, you know, go with the circle of life and attend the birth of your first child?
Well, we talked about it. This was Curtis's lead because Wiggy was rather vigorously suggesting the other day that Curtis should not take any paternity leave. In fact, that all fathers should not take any paternity leave. So I would guess that Wiggy thinks that Derek White should have played, and then there.
No, you could be there for the birth, but then get back to work.
So, same day, my baby's born at 4 a.m., I should be here at 6?
No, like Adam Gase.
Like he should be there. He should be there Saturday. What was the baby born? Yesterday?
Uh-huh.
So he should be there Saturday.
Well, I think he probably will. I would assume that he would play on Saturday.
What about your wife is still in the hospital. How's your wife getting home from the hospital with the child?
Oh, I mean, that's what family's for. I mean, and she's got to stay in the hospital a couple of days, so she's
It's only 2 days now. They kick you right out.
It? Wow. Yeah. Yep. Well, Jesus, they tell you to get the hell out of there, right?
Yep.
Opie has better luck throwing the diapers in the diaper genie than he did the other night trying to get the basketball in the net.
He won't throw them in there. You know he doesn't like to shoot. He will not throw them in there. He'll pass them to somebody.
What do you mean he doesn't like to shoot? Dude. He took 100 shots in Game 7, Derek White.
Yeah, and then you see him in Game 1 of the Miami series. It's like,
Well, yeah, because they told him don't shoot the basketball anymore.
I feel like everybody that agrees with Wiggy on this take would really benefit from some therapy. Like, they're like, yeah, that's what happened to me, so do it, Curtis.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to work.
I think it's really more about what you're, not about therapy, but
what a miracle a child is.
You ask your spouse. You're in my case, Jen Hill said, go ahead, go back to work. I'm here in the hospital and everything is A-okay.
The miracle of life. You have your own offspring. You shouldn't be rushing back to work in any way.
Well, somebody's got to pay for those diapers. I know you're not got to pay for milk because you can't get any. But somebody's got to pay for those diapers.
You registered for diapers.
You know?
So hopefully
got to get back
in.
To work. I mean, you got to be there for the birth. And it's up to the wife because some women might be like, hey, listen, we're going to have another kid, so go ahead and go play in this game and let you go. But it's up to them. But if she says, hey, I want you there, I'm there. If birth baby comes out, boom, do what you got to do. Boom, you're on a plane.
Speaking as you were of mother's milk, an extreme case of formula rage in the news coming up in just a little while.
Wow, we really have that under control, huh? Really making progress? Good thing he's in Korea today.
You know that was happening, though. It's like the Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Sooner or later.
Did you see the news on the average price of a plate of wings, Wiggy? This is gonna ruin your weekend. Did you see this yesterday?
No, I didn't see this.
$34 is what they're gonna have to be charging at restaurants for your normal.
Really?
You get your normal plate of wings. I mean, I prefer the tenders, as does anybody with
those. Those are probably cheaper. Yeah,
you go eight or 16.
I think they were doing 8.
Okay.
You're talking about $34.
Really?
Yes.
Is there that much of a shortage on chicken wings?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Jesus. That's
now Greg's involved. He's like, okay.
Well,
I might start leading protests.
That is a lot of money.
Well, I was wondering yesterday why the same plant that does the chicken wings can't do the baby formula. It'd actually be pretty tasty for a kid. You know what I mean? Like if you had chicken wing flavored baby formula.
The baby
formula.
Wing.
Yeah, lemon pepper baby formula.
I feel so bad for parents. Like, I don't know how how are they doing it? And they can't get gas at a reasonable price either. It's a disaster.
It really feels like we're fraying at the seams as a society. not saying that to be, you know, moribund, but it's a little down.
I like the use of the term moribund.
I looked it up this morning. It was under my Snapple cap.
All right. We should get to the news.
It's time for the news.
You get your Sopranos checked.
With your host,
Lex Plass.
Courtney Cox.
Now, I just don't believe I'd want any finger-licking good chicken that she touched. Just saying.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Regenerative treatments.
On WEEI.
All right, there are three offices in the Boston area when it comes to visiting Northeast Men's Health, and the newest one is in Marlboro. Well, between the hours that are committed to homework and sports practices and extracurricular activities, high school students here in Massachusetts sometimes have grueling schedules. That's why many students apparently support a new bill, which has been proposed by Representative Carol Doherty, who worked for years as a school guidance counselor, which would offer mental health days for students around the Commonwealth. I mean, there are mental health days at work. I guess we've gotten to the point now where students can't do the 5 days a week or the whatever it is. Maybe they take a couple days off here or there. This is a Taunton High School senior, Araceli Alicia.
Balancing them all sometimes can be way too much. I know, as I've seen with friends and myself, if you feel all this overwhelming stress, especially as a senior applying to college, doing all these extracurriculars, doing AP classes, it does get to be a lot. And I know a lot of kids experience something called burnout.
Did this not? Did kids not already do this? Take mental health days? Like, am I the only one that did this?
My mom used to give me like one day a year. She'd be like, "If there's one day a year you don't want to go in, you don't have to go in."
Oh, well,
other than that, she was like, "Get up, get dressed, and go to school. I don't care whether you did your homework or you didn't, or you studied for the test or not. And then afterwards, go to your job at Shelburne Farms, the apple orchard, and pick up the drops."
Well, that's because it was...
And then go do your paper route after that.
Less pressure.
It is amazing how as people age, their life becomes far more difficult the further they get from those incidents. It's like my dad now will tell me, like, you grew up in the dark side of the Bronx, like, you know, was, you know, picking up bottles from the street every day.
Well, they had less, pressure, Curtis. Don't let them fool you.
It was different for me. What's that?
You had less pressure growing up as a kid. Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Way less pressure.
Get out of here.
Way less pressure.
Wiggy is 1,000%.
Way less pressure.
Wiggy has zero idea what it was like.
Way less pressure.
You have zero idea. You don't know what it was like growing up in Stowe, Massachusetts.
Go work at the...
Did your parents know where you were every second of every day?
No.
Oh, kids today, the parents monitor everywhere they go.
Oh, that's stressful.
Well, of course it is.
What's going to be a career? We're going to do what you're going to do what Dad did and what Grandpa Jimbo did and what great-grandpa Jimbo did. You got to work at the body shop. What kind of pressure is that in a kid? So you're going to school. You had no pressure to go to college. Like, you're not going to college. You're going right to the body shop and working with Papa.
Okay. So now, how many mental health days does one get? I don't care. I
think you know when you look at the younger people. And listen, I didn't have as much pressure as say, you know, my kids have when I was growing up. These kids have more pressure. So if you need some mental health days, because remember, they're built differently than we were.
Okay, can I ask, when you give somebody in high school and college, you give them as many mental health days as they want, what happens when they get to the workplace?
You get mental health days in work.
You do?
Yeah. So,
okay.
So they're used to it.
And should we be fighting a war or something at some point? Do we get the mental health days?
We have a great military where people have stocked. We have very brave men and women that enlist in the military in this country, and they do a great job.
Okay. Right. And they probably get mental health days in the military.
And they have more balls in their pinky than I have in my body.
I bet they do. What's wrong with you?
But you know what the biggest issue here is, Greg? The biggest issue is that we have kids in high school and we're encouraging all of them to go to college when it doesn't make sense for the majority of them.
But I agree. I just got finished paying $280,000 for Brees to go to college. I get it.
And so it's think ridiculous. About how much pressure you put on him knowing like, oh man, this is how much college was.
The kid he lives the life of Riley. What kind of pressure is there?
Oh, there's more pressure for the younger kids.
Oh,
you know, okay. I ride with you sometime, but on this time, I'm not riding with you. You had it way easier back in the day.
Okay.
People had it way easier.
All right. Well, mental health days, paternity leave,
masturbation rooms at work.
Oh, those
remote working.
Okay,
remote
I'm not with Wiki's entire plan.
Well, hey, don't that take a lot of stress off you? They had a masturbation room.
This is Rich from Foxborough. Hello, Rich. Rich.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Rich?
Well, I got a beef with Wiki on this whole maternity leave thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, Wiki. He's being a complete hypocrite. I mean, he says men have to get right back to work. There's no, you know, staying home with the wife. But he says it's also okay for men to say, we're pregnant.
Yeah, we are pregnant, but she has the baby.
No, Wiki, we're not pregnant. Unless you plan on passing a bowling ball, we're not pregnant. She's pregnant, okay?
Well, I think you took it to me. I said that. I don't think Wiggy said that.
I think we're pregnant is cool, but she has the baby.
No, Wiggy defend.
Yeah, I was with Curtis
defended
on that.
Defended we're pregnant.
Yeah, I'm cool with we're pregnant.
I mean,
but she has the baby.
The things people get enraged about.
This is Sean from Springfield. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing? Good morning.
What's up?
Yeah, I agree with Curtis on the parental leave. So 2 or 4 years ago, I had my first child, and I got 2 weeks parental leave off. And when I move back to Massachusetts, I get 6 weeks off now from the company, and then I get another 6 weeks off from the state. So it'll be 12 weeks off. So I'm almost going to have the whole summer off.
Awesome.
My wife is about 8 months pregnant.
Wow. Yeah.
Good luck.
I mean, I sound like an idiot, honestly. Imagine how many TikToks one can make during a mental health day. You know what I mean? You could get all kinds of TikToks and YouTubes and Instagram
Boomer.
Stories and everything done.
But isn't the great thing about a capitalist economy is that either you will sink or swim. So if people don't prepare themselves for work, if they abuse the system that's been created for their well-being, they'll be fired.
Right.
So
and if Wiggy's there watching you on the shore, you sink because he doesn't jump in and help anybody.
Well,
you
because
learn that
the,
also.
The number one rule of a lifeguard is if you're not a lifeguard, don't jump in and help people.
You see that picture I shared on the group text yesterday of the beach at the Beachcomber?
Well, yeah, which one?
Didn't that look beautiful?
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Isn't that a legit beach?
I mean, we'll see when I get there.
What do you mean we'll see
Every
when I get there?
Every beach looks good when you take it from, you know, 25 feet off the shore in the sand. They all look the same. You could have been in the Bahamas for all I know.
That is true. You can spruce up a photo these days.
Right. I want to see what's behind the beach. Is there a boardwalk? Is there places to
eat? Strip joint.
Right. Is there a strip joint within walking distance? Or am I...
No, there's no strip joint in Wellfleet.
Am I stranded on an island?
No, there's not.
That it's going to take me 45 minutes just to get a Diet Coke.
We got to take a break. We are in the middle of the news. And when we return, unfortunately, a case of baby formula rage leads to violence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The news, it's going to be a hot one tomorrow, and Mayor Wu has announced that they will put gender equitable air conditioning into play for beginning tomorrow, Curtis. I don't know if you know how this works or not, but the air conditioning is turned on first. This is like snow plowing.
Right.
You turn on the air conditioning first at the homes of the stay-at-home moms.
Right.
And then later on, you turn the air conditioning on for the men.
Well, as the man, when I'm driving, I just turn off Jess's vents so I get more air on me. That's always the way I do it.
So that's good news. There's a Massachusetts man who is in trouble because he has been accused of exposing himself to a teenager near a school in
Dale
Needham.
Here.
Shime. Near a school in Needham.
Uh-oh.
Rotislav Matviev of Needham is charged with open and gross lewdness in connection with the incident. It happened at the middle school, the Pollard Middle School.
Right near my parents.
At about 2:30 p.m. on Friday. Here is his defense attorney, Ian Henchy.
There's a lot more facts that will come out. And I expect when this is all said and done, he'll be exonerated. But it sounded bad in the moment. I really think this is a bad misunderstanding.
I do not think I would use those words.
Oh, poor choice of words. Come out. Nothing should be coming out. What's the misunderstanding? What, is the guy like adjusting his briefs or something? Like,
yeah, his dong slipped out.
His zipper
at the
was
playground.
Stuck. It's an unfortunate incident where his zipper got stuck.
I'm sure attorneys are nice guys. Your dad was an attorney, but
yes.
Can't you say no to something like this? Like, do you really need to create
probably a public defender?
I think you have to represent people.
Right.
I think you have to.
He was jogging his Larry Bird shorts. They were hiked up, and he meant to sit down and. Little slippage. It was a misunderstanding.
What? I mean, how is there a misunderstanding?
No.
What is there?
It's going to be interesting to see how the lawyer explains this one.
Well, there was an unfortunate incident at the Target yesterday in which a mother confronted another mother because the mother was hoarding baby formula. Mm. The entire thing, of course, was captured on video and then loaded to TikTok. And one of the moms apparently had 30 bottles of baby formula in her cart. And the two of them went at it. And we have audio of the vicious confrontation. Which Shyam is going to play for you now. It is cut number 12, Shyam. I think Shime's going to play that.
This is the whole reason why there's a formula shortage. You take all the formula off the shelf and buy it all at once?
You come after me, I don't know, you get this one.
That doesn't matter. I'm saying this is the whole reason why there's a formula shortage. You come and you buy all the formula at once. And there's kids who need formula today who won't be able to get it because you just bought it to stock up.
Hmm.
Aren't they doing rationing? They should be doing formula rationing like they're going to do gasoline rationing.
Why was it so? That didn't sound like a Target at all. That sounded like a studio. Like there was no noise.
Right. Well, because it was Target. It was Target, not Walmart. If it was Walmart, forget about it. Somebody would have got shot.
Well, they get more vicious at Walmart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really?
Just Google.
Just
like,
moms or people in general?
No, people in general. Like, for some reason, the Walmart is like the jungle. There are no laws whatsoever.
You're right about that.
There are no laws. Hey, wait a second. You can't be taking all that damn formula. I got 16 kids at home.
Were you in an Australian Walmart or something?
Yeah, it's
or
in Australia. It's even worse out in Australia.
What's worse?
The walkabout.
What is worse?
Hey, good night, Mike. Don't take all that formula.
What?
You've never seen the Walmart in Australia?
I have not. Oof. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Giant stores.
Why do you go to Australia? Why is that your first go-to when it comes to the accent?
The Walmarts in Australia are much bigger, so the violence goes another level.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is that like a known thing? Can anybody back that up, Curtis?
Just Google
anything
it.
On the,
Google Walmart violence, Australia.
Sadly.
An old Australian stockman lying.
I am. Sadly, there are no Walmarts.
No Walmarts in Australia?
In Australia.
Or maybe that's the Netherlands I'm thinking about.
Hold on. You can let this breathe for a minute. This is a great song right here. Turn this up, Sean.
They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down sport.
I love when Wiggy is lying about something. He clearly has no information, and then he has to go all in on it once he gets called out.
I wasn't lying.
Yeah, see, there's no Walmarts in Australia.
Yeah, there was.
That was a bold-faced lie.
Certain parts of Australia.
Bold-faced lie.
I think it's right. Southside Australia.
Should we get to Florida, not like the rest of us?
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of.
Come to Miami.
Florida, not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Well, there's nothing that shows family solidarity like getting arrested together if you're a mom and a son. And in Santa Rosa County, Florida, deputies captured an escaped inmate, Anthony Barnes, who was hiding underneath a kiddie pool. His mom apparently was hiding him, and she's also been charged. And here is Sheriff Bob Johnson.
They go to his mom's house, who, shocker, has warrants out for her as well. We arrested her at the same time. He runs into the woods. They set up a perimeter, put the dogs on the ground, and those bloodhounds, when they get a track, you're getting caught. And they tracked him for about 2.5 miles, found him underneath a kiddie pool that he had flipped over and gotten under.
Oh, my God.
Love how he's under the kiddie pool, the plastic kiddie pool.
Well, how can he hide under the thing?
Well, you know the plastic kiddie pools that we used to have?
Oh, it's flipped over.
You flip it over and he's on there. Like, no one's going to check that.
I know.
Man, Bob, I can't find him. Where you think he went to? He's in the woods. Should we check under this kiddie pool here? No, he wouldn't hide under there.
How are people escaping jail? I drive past that one in Concord. Like, yeah. There are 50 different...
Well, that's a max security thing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So you
ain't escaping.
The way they're escaping now is they have sex with the guards.
That's true.
That's the way to go.
That's the way.
Well, you see the three kids that escaped from the detention center because of the lady, the CO lady... Basically did the same thing.
She was having sex with them too?
She did. I don't know if they were having sex, but she broke them out. But it seems like all you got to do is build a relationship with the COs.
Yes.
And
yes, that's how it would work.
And you're easily out.
All right. Well, that's the news this morning. Curtis, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Courtney back on Monday, enjoying her bachelorette party. Any new stories posted, Sean? Have an update?
Upon last check, no new stories yet. I don't think she's awake.
How was last night, though? Didn't she post anything last night?
She posted 12 stories already.
Thursday night?
Check. 11, right, Sean?
No, it was 12. You were right.
It's 12?
12 over the last 24 hours.
You had the over-under at 12. And so I, you know, obviously that's going to be busted. I had it at 50. I think.
Yeah, you might nail it. I think
she will post 50 stories by the time this thing is done.
They went to the Nautilus.
Yeah.
Great spot. Nautilus is a great spot.
Is there any place I could say on Nantucket where you wouldn't say, oh, great spot?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Not a huge fan of the lobster trap, to be honest.
Oh, touristy?
Yeah.
A lot of riffraff.
It's very touristy.
Staying at Oyster Bay, how's that great? Oh, that's a great spot. That is a great spot.
What are you talking about?
Oyster Bay? Great spot.
You should see that for Figaliy.
Right. What about the snapper trap? Snapper trap even better. I stayed there one time at the Snapper Turn. Hold on.
What is wrong with talking about Nautilus? It's a great... By the way, it's not called The Nautilus. It's called
Hold
Nautilus.
Hold on. Nautilus?
Well, why don't you have an argument with Courtney? You posted The Nautilus.
Right, Curtis? Nautilus, the best Manhattans on the island.
You haven't lived until you try their roasted Brussels sprouts.
Again, I don't get. Happen to like going to a place. I don't understand what the big.
Well, every the place, Nantucket whether. Thing, even for like the seaport.
It's my favorite place. I don't know what to tell you.
The seaport is like Nantucket Junior.
Right.
Nantucket is like, I am even richer than the seaport. I have an island preventing anyone else from getting here. I feel like they're going to build a moat around the seaport just to make it more like Nantucket.
A false narrative you got going on.
The seaport district, which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
I would love to hear that lady give me the description of what Nantucket is. If the seaport is almost all white, Nantucket. Yeah, I bet you probably can't even find a black piece of sand. Yeah,
I just happen to like the scenery and the landscape and the beaches.
I don't care.
There's more diversity.
Wiggy, I actually have her answer about Nantucket. She was asked about it.
Oh, she was?
Which is almost all white, no African Americans there at all.
Diversity on Nantucket is an Audi.
All right, Curtis. Thank you. We'll be right back.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.